Good afternoon. I'm Mike Duff, contributing editor at Homepage News and your host for the Inspiration Theater. In our session inside the Homepage News Insight Trend Index, a curated review of home and housewares lifestyles influences Tom Robley of Springboard Futures and Dawn Evans of the Homepage News Insight Trend Index. We'll review how the Insight Trend Index can be used as an important aid for business looking to enhance engagement and differentiate their product assortments. They will include trends, highlights playing out in today's marketplace, and some of the new perspectives Insight will explore through the coming year. Peter.
Thanks, Lyne. My name is Peter Giannini. I am the editor-in-chief at Homepage News, and I had the pleasure for over 3 years now working with Tom and Dawn on Insight. The Homepage News Insight Trend Index is a trend, I hate to use the term, trend forecasting platform, but it's so much more because all the trend forecasts rely on insight, reluctant influence, but they're not always applicable. You can't always understand the application of trends in the real world. And really, something that is a trend has already begun to be applied in the real world. It's not just theoretical. It's real. And what the Insight Trend Index set out to do 3 years ago when we launched our first series, and that we're now in the third series, was to present lifestyle trends, covering a wide range of those trends, but to showcase real existing product, not prototype product that's in the marketplace, product that's being introduced at the Inspire Home Show, product that's being introduced across the world in global shows from France to Germany, trade show, other trade shows in the United States that may be in four lines and give to the core. It really is a curated review. It's not just a consensual dialogue on trend and where it's going. Tom is a veteran of the retailing and outsource industry. He has been at the forefront of style refining. He's for 45 years,
10 years.
I'm sorry, Gaming's
Tech
8. You called him. That's not. He launched Springboard Futures a few years ago. The explicit purpose of providing trade insight to the home housewares business, but to apply the insight with treats. But on both sides, we learned about the aisle, we learned about the two retail and supply side. He understands how that is an important element. We're getting trend in consumer map and to the back of what we think the consumer likes. Gone into the designing rated director of Growing Pages. Gone was the director of marketing for the International Home Goods Association for a number of years. While she was there working with me, we made this insight friendly index. And Dawn has been an integral part of the creative direction, but also she's also part of the eyes we have on the end. She doesn't just design insight from the standpoint of this looks good. It has to look good in the context of communicating this trends to our peers. What separates insight, as I say, it's meaningful, it's actionable trend guidance. Action is the key here. All we do is getting like this when you really don't have a way of them developing them. It doesn't work. And that's why even real robots work part of this. With that, I'd like to turn the conversation over to Tom and Dawn. There, I'm going to moderate the show. I'm going to ask some questions a little bit as they go. I mean, where's like the borders at long ages? Tom, give us a sense of how insight has evolved in the last couple of years and where it's stands right now.
Well, I think we started off this is to give you a taste of insight. It's not where I can give you a single insight presentation piece. How would it take over?
Yes.
But we started out really looking at products and what we've evolved into is saying, okay, the products are important, certainly, but also why? Why true? Why are the consumer information industry? So that now we try to be something probabilistic and basically in break insight under 5 seconds. The first one, But before we talk about that, Holly, you want to talk about the markets?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually am going to make Tom nervous when he go off script just a little bit. I would love a show of hands of who had heard of Insight Trend Index before coming here today. Just a quick show of hands. Okay, our work is cut out for us. So I think that that's a good indicator of making sure that it also kind of frames kind of some of what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to assume you've seen certain things already. We're in the category of Excited. Thank you. I appreciate that. Red front to back, all of them, I hope. So what you see on the screen is really just the global view that we take. So we travel, the team, we travel to Debray in international trade fairs, local. We also come here to Chicago, obviously. And we're really looking from its global view of product innovation, design direction, consumer insights that are going to really inform the trend index. I mean, Peter mentioned that it is more than just products. It is, we're taking everything into account. We're trying to paint that full picture of everything. We also found the retail in all of these areas as well. If you're the important differentiator, I think, in our triangle for you that you don't see in other places as well.
So now I have a team of 9 people now that covers the international markets. And we don't accept any payment or any product placed to it's all just the product is where it is. Kel Wash is nicely with Trend and by Trend hold that. So the first edition that we came out with this year is called Previtalizing the Host and Gatorades. And what we start every issue with is the why of that issue. This big entertaining revival. So we look at what's causing that revival, aging of economic pressures, emotional cuts, the introduction that things have. What are the social shifts? The importance of comfort and ease and stress and spending. So you try to look at all of those things. It really looks at you.
So I want you to sort of highlight an example here just to get people's eyes. They like to go through all of them. Now, once you explain them, you get a sense of how pronounced the necky, all fats, and nuts and fire. I asked out of others of a card and has information on how to access the Insight Trend Index on or both its old page links. If you didn't get that card earlier, to let them see us at the end, we'll give you one. There is a good idea to take a look at that and do what's done today because we can only give you a taste of it. I'll ask Tom and Don throughout to kind of share some of that taste. But this is Tom Brandon's style, but it's the eating read because it's all of them. It's to the point. They're out of the back of all the insights and about it to each other. Tom, are there a couple in here that, to give you an example?
I mean, one of the things, obviously, economic pressure, I won't talk about that because, sorry, we're the people that couldn't get all of the bar. But stress and spending, 85% of consumers are reporting that they're stressed out about personal finances and done in their top insert. Home environments offer a place of peace, of confidence. That's another thing that's really driving this energy of revival. Also, expression of experience, Gen Z, and the other millennials in particular. It's the personal expression through entertainment or the reason why boosting core is a thing. So that need for self-expression really one kind of it's bringing it back at the ends. But kind of who saw the breaking fish was what talk about that deal with the introducing new flavors, sharing things, family time, all very workery elements. Why did you try?
I want to bring up, too, the reality. I think one I really stood out because I think you'll hear, I think, throughout this presentation that this going away from perfection and having these more, intimate or imperfect gatherings is really something that's important in the entertaining realm right now. And I think we're starting to see that in people are still wanting to host at home, but they're not putting so much pressure on themselves to make it perfect. They're bringing people into the experience, and it has been not relying on perfection. So I think we'll see that.
Part of the meeting was talking about spending the days to what he would say. Entertaining, you would say, well, it's being fun, ending now for years, but it's a hot trend. And yes, especially post-COVID, it's one of the virus of beauty. What I think you do is I can say, doing it sounds simple, not too fun, but the trend of entertaining may be a constant, but there are shifts and subtle nuances that evolve from year to year. And one of the things you'll see, through the entertaining, again, in the next round of the appendicitis in 2026 or 2027. But you'll need to look at it because there will be dynamic difference in totally depending some of the circuitry. Tell me your thoughts on the evolution of what we see as sort of at a quant trend.
Well, one of the really important trends right now is subin.
Yeah.
It's participation. So lots of you people are for jitter and the colleagues spending a lot of time going into the kitchen, doing this that. Right now it's a real focus on making sure that everybody gets to participate. Get spend time out in one person so that may express itself by people cooking together. As Dan was talking about again, it may express itself by things that are just sort of one and done, simplified prediction. The idea of entertaining and being a part of the party is really important. Right? They're surprised that help gets that are really very and she very clear about one of the first sector of insight trending is what we call future focus. And these are the key trends that sort of drive in demand for retail opportunities for the foreseeable future. They are generally broad-based. A lot of times they're style trends. In those as well, we give you a future focus. This one is post-minimal. So we say, what are the consumer drivers? You know, like one is the core aesthetic, Lee lines, unbuttered layouts. What are the materials and finish? Neutrals are really important. A mix of warm and cool metallics. What are the color gouts? What are the forms of furnishes? What are the decorative acts? Most important, what's the emotional words? Is a political president framed helping anything that has to do with all yes. What do you find to create? So that idea of serenity, clarity, grounding. And it's easy to say, how do you make a slow with them? In emotional. People get a Roma, for example. They used to be large slow cookers. They're all very easy to look at. They're very countertop worthy. They're, greens and tokes and, very good kitchen colors. So that's the way everything should feel like it's anything you can do to check off every one of these boxes. Is it the right color palette? Is it the right warm? Is it good? Everything is in how many boxes you check off to make it fun.
So the point is now us always do the chat. And they can be, if they're both company stars, I'm like, check off all boxes. It might actually dilute the identity in matter of art. But these are still active. But the development, the design, the marketing standpoint, you want to be in this grid to some degree. What is it, boss?
Yeah, and I think some of the challenge is trying to look at this grid and kind of just look into how does that translate into products. And we see it in the pages that follow. We'll kind of cover off on that and show what does that kind of mean visually. Like, it's easy to kind of read the words there and talk about decor and accents, but how does that translate into what manufacturers are doing on the shelves and in products themselves? So we'll be starting to see some of that.
Well, I'm sure it
will. Yeah, post new puppets. So, again, we talked about the form and the functionality in the last one, a combination of design and aesthetic. So post-minimal moments, spots of wine simplicity. So all of the shapes here have minimal horn ornamentation. It's a very minimal approach to design, and it's round and soft in the edges, and you kind of see their broad, more fluid forms and a sense of calm and comfort. But you can kind of see that's why it's important to kind of showcase how these products kind of come to light, and it's more than just throwing them on the page. It's how do they relate together? And we are very cognizant of what we put together on the page. In this case, it's architectural artistry. You see all of the, again, it's most minimal. So you're seeing really minimal lines, you're seeing really materials and finishes that highlight simplicity across the work. And then you look at the Boomerang box, it's that kind of circular sphere where it's a whole dinner set, but it's kind of encased, it's almost decorative. But then it has a hidden functionality to it that's really surprising. So it's minimal and fun in shape, but it's got kind of that surprise, multi-function aspect to it.
I love the cook well, because it makes an act in cooking the most entertaining. It's like we could have a lot of honey casa, this stuff you use scurry tearing out your burgers.
But it's thank you, cook. Here, fries are the same way. We'll now watch it.
We'll see your other sons in the coming monastery where. The ability to see part of the colors open, you wait, arms, crystal, long, the idea of the experience that I'm about to see. So we're going to see everything. Here's the board glass, the way people put sets. You can see full blocking glass, getting far. Windows in compare, viewing window inside, siding, and I'm into it.
And it's probably us that this stuff happens because someone's having caused them that these planes
are just taking out materials out.
Yeah. And still that pretty good being another channel in there. There's a little bit from here.
I've walked the floor all day today and I saw multiple cellmaker fires at him. You can see it looking. And I like that aspect of it. I like to be able to kind of see stuff like that. I think it then's the elements in that as well. This just kind of covering off quality contrast. Again, any kind of browning on the post room wall moments that would happen. Again, a reminder that this isn't everything. We have more, you know, kind of within the whole issue of insight. So make sure in your PM, these are just kind of weekly pages that we talk were really the essence of some of these categories.
Well, do you think because also this happening in January and now products as you're buying and the light modularity, like when it's there where it's everyday dinner with, but it you know can buy it open stock and take it with can use certain places that both carry in paintings or like pieces that one like you know could get it. The multi-publishing wall still good food. We also talked about experience first hosting adventure voters. Talk about hosting, where is the train come, what essentially does it be? It's that ability to have the spontaneous again, call over friends and have products that you leave right there to in your kingdom at any as you gave as a point. The idea of having flexible conversational seating where it leaves open to our interest per dear kid. Move around, you know, and invite more people in. The idea of having served work at the ready to all time. It's particularly popular with Gen Z and younger millennials, but working aspiration is really comfortable. Hosting and gathering, it's involved in my first is quality of hoarding. So that creating a personal quality experience rather than all the wrong people, but and everything's made and that really like pulling it back to make it real lives, sharing experiences. So inviting guests to the bait, making them participate, you know, part of the experience. Genuine presence, less pressure to create an event and more pressure to just enjoy yourself. It's the amount of your guests. And attending authenticity and intention, which you're stopping. Just sincere engagement and sharing rather than like ornamenting space and, you know, that the atmosphere gets lax, not enough.
Very purpose.
Yeah, this is a big push in your
mind. So one of the things that I'm not going to appreciate and it's been on page news, we call it better, where a lot of resources were, that, but we wanted to do better resource in the need or within our industry for digestible data, easier to digest, affordable, if not on times three. And we feel it's important to make the consent within the context of trend and pseudo lifestyle is backed to some degree by meaningful data. In insight, not only can we rely on the data that's been created by the International Housing Association, ladies, our stake in the industry, or which the United States Pacific Institute that comes out this spring. We have KU reports and pixel delight moments. We have open and table reports and takes a look at the impact of open and table and how that drives business. Numbers are brilliant. Insight also looks beyond our IHA walls or our kitchen walls, and it does find other data points in other areas of the market that can be more salient. So when you finish digesting all of those sort of ideas that Tom shared in the previous, we can actually give you a little bit of data and say, oh, I get it. This is why it works. This is why we need to pay more attention.
For example, one of the things that we did, those sections are called by the numbers. Here we did a hosting e-map, just saying what are people spending their time on, what are, you know, how often we could call millennials to it more than other generations. You know, is it sitting down or is they with people or organizing? Is that helpful? Works nice. And it's just the information that whether you're at a show or you know, whether you're a retailer or a supplier, to understand the consumer, the fact that's everything.
And I think from a, if I can jump in, the, so from a design standpoint, right, it's the third job to kind of pull all of this together, kind of makes sense in a really scannable way for going reading it. The data for us, we have our conversations and we're kind of talking about this, what, you know, what entertaining looks like, what are the trends, what are the lifestyle trends that we're looking at? The data is how we kind of frame our conversation. We go there, it helps really illuminate for us things that are coming to the foreground in trends. So I think we use it just fun to be presented.
Take more weights in this town.
I think we always try to look for things as high as, you know, for me, one of the things when we're really surprised that when we're doing surveys, we realized that 44% of folks stir coffee beverages, all types, at Barnum's. That's as much as why. You know, so when you put together a party story at retail, you have coffee there, you know, those are just like gender chastities. Tokenization and sort of keynote. There's a lot of maturity of coffee still. Cheese, 41% of those same posts offered to see back at their events, at their educated, both large and small. So that's, those are spending, and we just want to make sure that, you know, what's happening with mocktail, you know, are they more important to one year or any of that? So this is just them and the kind of data.
Very dark things to lie. One of the things we learn, you know, most of the producing 3 years, you've been to site. I don't matter how trend like the team kind of goes year to year out, but you see, the trend is not singular. Sonic is not in a tunnel. It used to be these silos now, products merchandised discardly. And something that leads us to think of modern categories, if you will, over the silo. The ingredients of coffee, tea, and wine, beer, and cocktail. Because, for example, we used to think of bar accessories and coffee and tea accessories. They were sort of purchased that way, didn't merchandise that way. You need to bring that. We need to shut them aside of that author, down, and recognize that now into a less of a lifestyle, beverage wear presentation, where something you never thought should interact with something else isn't just naturally at home. So the way the consumer is thinking about their life.
And that's what we're doing for my social media is so important because it puts people do like things, monetizing it and love and tapping the same thing. You know, it's people aren't buying objects, they're becoming something. You know, buying cups, or they're trying to enhance the person they already are. So, you know, products of people.
Yeah. If we accomplish one thing, is for you to think of when, and that as a collective, it's connect, it's all connected to shit. And it evolves, it breathes, it marries. It is sort of a representation of a biological entity. That makes it so exciting. Just one thing, one year might be what the fuels of the cashier can create a entirely puncture. But about Shundra or Bond.
But
who is this?
As the one. So Trend Trackers, in a nutshell, are really the things that the optimum moment trend platforms that are explored. And it's a real-time lens on what's happening right now. So what these is probably around for a year, but it's now evolving. So take a look at through these, and we'll kind of go through a couple of them. Again, not the full, but just, I think.
On lens, by the way, the food we're just looking at, it's a very simple thing we're talking about, that migrating of trends. It started in restaurants. Then people started bringing them home, putting them on their tables with you, mobile on, getting the chart and writing at the top. But it's become very much a part of home and housewarming.
So one of the trend trackers that we do is neo-surrealism. So can go the 1920s kind of version of surrealism. And the commonalities are really that it's about juxtaposition and symbolism. But really now the new take on it, the differentiator, is that it's moving more into kind of a whimsical and emotional range connected products, and you kind of see, and it runs the gamut between there's functional products in here that take on that, as well as truly decorative. Same with this, it's wildly whimsical. I mean, these are, you know, there's a place for it in cool pick in everyone's own, but I think the commonality, though, between something that takes on this surrealist type of style is that it also can probably well within kind of the classical moment as well. So you can kind of, I saw a couple things on the board today that had some surrealistic tendencies.
Pump, break it.
just one warning, if you look at the black and white video or too long, you might go crazy. So be aware of that right now.
So tripping.
Yeah, very true.
We also did a train track around postmodern and like the postmodern coming back. Was very big last time you're reading the 80s. And you can see it's very bright, it's very engaging, a lot of character to it, very visual, but also very funny. A lot of primary colors, also some metallics that's updated, but there's a retro feeling to it, but it also feels very refreshing and very bright. And as Dawn said, when we put something in Trend Tracker, it's something that's generally it's at least got a year ahead out of it, it's been probably the most, like, we also get Train Tracker to talk about the, like, form and function. For example, combat classes. Combat classes in Tingle Pal size. So this piece you see on the lower lens, is a thumb-sided keychain, but it has everything from a pizza cutter to a converter stripper. This idea of making these small. If both younger millennials and all Gen Z and their spying up their homes, they rule taking space and want small things. They don't have Gen Z yet, it's obvious. And so we're doing with profit.
Pop quiz for everyone, for you in the audience, is I want you to ring me in if you know what I'm talking about. But Tom, the three core A apple, does anybody understand what that reference is? Mike?
Apple with no idea what
thank you, Jim. It was I'm thinking about the future. The audience here back in 1958. Jackie Gleason does a Niner GB commercial on a multiple purpose product. My point is, Brandon can be moved all over again.
That's one of the things that we really look at in insight. There are some things that are trend right, trendy, I think, but things aren't on trend because things are on trend because they're relevant. So things like lots of makers, this is their experience in real time, finding that again. And a lot of it's tied into food at the end, so they serve to really have right now, they can meet or kind and build this. But the idea of something coming back again, raise all of which group part, just nobody really can super, you'll know that's right. This idea of all small things, space saving things, you know, three small, like, $520, it'll add to me. They play that. Really, they purchase the more, or,
if the Lord, we should
be the savvy, you know, let's say, they talk about it, you should just let
it. Yeah, and I think a good reminder, though, is that at all the boxes, it doesn't mean that the product developers need to go out and be like, we need something, maybe a wear classic, like Vincent Brand. So no, you don't have to, you have to find the opportunities where that makes sense for your brand and know your fix over is it for that.
The other thing that I don't think we talked about is maybe a while
used to have enough.
So that the tongue is to get the it's the end that you tend to go hand in hand and a lot of things that just always smaller phrase gifts. Giftables have been a large growth opportunity for open housewares for a decade. There's these more and more and more and more they get given out where you can get it. Make sure you have the one giving that are in place as you just walk out.
Another section that we cover is called Make the Style Statements. It's one of the five things that we have categorized with Basic Insight. And it's incoming trends translated for today that are gainers. In a nutshell, it's really not just about what the trends are, but how will they influence the way that we entertain. And why don't you stay in that laundry? You know, that was one of my favorite things. Myself,
I love mine.
Put that on there specifically.
Like the outside of these out there.
What are my favorite ones?
Our salt.
Hi, Amy Dollar. You're doing it's great. So here's one after hours aesthetic. We were talking a lot about this bar. This highlights that whole bond is so important. You see for all the products there, you look at that new glass on the kind of the center, upper center right there. And that's about sleek, elegant, minimal clients, but it allows for a variety and serving. So you can kind of pick and choose how you want to host and what glassware you want to use for that. So this is kind of an after hours. I look at that cabinet a lot, and it's just a very sleek kind of modern take on a bar cabinet. And that speaks to the hosting, the hosting core. Like that's people that are at the ready to host at any given moment. So
here the glassware, to your point, all about that bringing back this cockpit, this and everything you place to do what you do.
Similarly, the ergonomic needs for this after-hours aesthetic, it's there again, clean lines, it kind of leans into what we're supposed to minimal improve it from a stylistic standpoint. But you see coffee and tea in the upper right as well. It's not just for, it's part of entertaining. It's not just a single service. So it's actually part of the moment.
How about that? I'm off then. I'm just that coffee with kitties.
And
I would also look at, you know, games. Gamelets are important. They've been important, but they're evolving too. So how are they evolving? What are some of the new things? Brett Glenn's on the bottom right are coming in hot right now. You know, new fees installs. This schedule piece of kind of advice and all, you know, just that add also modules. I mean, build, change out, dinner learn. But other things, punch bowl scar, you know, we're serving down. This people around the house break is so this slash of New York Village, go break centric tape. So it's upgrading game night, something that's more of a small part is also. Eat some of the games like so you need more creative things new that aren't just orgate or other opportunities. They, I love that at the table, universal, but that's it's a study table, it's competitive and stuff.
That also supports for Boosty Core, where you're kind of, you want to be able to kind of move around and let people to experience that routine as, you know, move things. They can sit over here, they can sit over there, it's all modular.
Yeah, those things will have space.
Yeah.
Mondays talks about outdoor and grilling. Again, it's just, you do want him to be playing multi-publishing grills. And also, in we're the things that we're seeing, if you call this team, because all of these things could be indoor or they could be out. So that's flexibility. When Bob's found heart on a like and style statements, when you're talking about entertaining, there's also pre and post, the part in it that requires you to organize human, you know, carry clean up afterwards.
We want to do some storage organization
at a very hot category. And erasing some of the bike this year. Really trending transformers to a lot angles and it home cleaning. Neil Joseph, Casabellon, these multi performance pieces that are still small and they got
boys.
So nothing was possible without, you know, kind of these expert perspectives. We started introducing this in Inside a couple of years ago, but we've really kind of made into it now. A couple of them are here with us today. We have Karsha's in the audience as well. But we go everywhere from data experts, Joe from Circana, and we all kind of know, yeah, at least most of us know me, that just walls of knowledge in the home accounts where it's industry. And we have Michelle Lamb from Trendhive in the Trend Curve, sorry. I'm a little ring in the tracker. But again, we reach out to Peter's point, we don't do things in a vacuum. We look to others who are experts in the area. We have Charlotte Kraft from the SNH, and she is a manufacturer. So we also go and seek out product manufacturers that kind of hear from them and learn from that. So we can kind of make sure that we're asking the questions that you want the answer.
They help us frame so much of what we're doing sorry, right now. There's a lot of experience on this table. But one of the most best things you can do when you're experienced is
gather your experience. That can well. Try to ask them the questions that buyers and manufacturers wouldn't want to know if we did. So they're not just like, the wine is great right now and what's trending is American Prairie, you know, What is it that edge you're making right now and whether I survive?
Right. Next, we're not just people in following the sentence. They might be people. They might be main fashion. They might be kept out of the then holistic view of trend has to encompass all facets of the supply chain. From kind of where it starts and the design to where it ends. So I do this stitch drill.
Yeah, obviously what is going to kind of our professionals at Ecower, the social media group that I used to work with, but anyone can work with it. Their insight in how social media is also framing trends and how it shapes the influence of them is really working. So it's another reason we kind of also go to them to their insight. So in every issue, we incorporate cancel color watches, a couple of their palettes in every issue. So in every kind of trend index that is released, we have a couple of them in there. So I was going to go through a few of these. Again, the foremost expert I color, it's the Iceman. So taking a hue center, and we let her really kind of take over.
She's your
middle. yes, these are the pallets that can walk to the colored Wi-Fi facility, great. Apple is in C-band as well. But this pallet is an augmented pallet, and you can kind of see how it translates and well into maybe some of that surrealism that we were talking about, the neo-surrealism, immersive experiences at home, touchy in that one, ancestral.
And that, yeah, sure.
Who designed that? It's the screen. Then it's great. Because when you need colors, you can kind of see how that translates into really warm kind of wood tones. And a lot of the natural wood kind of products that you've seen really fall along that ancestral pattern design. It's not the tree, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's really kind of tropical color, transparency, translucency, and kind of a real fresh kind of approach to those color palettes.
Not getting that out of here, and that would have.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I guess, and out of the ordinary, I think it has a lot of influences of the light and the way light plays off of color, which I found to be a really interesting palette as well. So these are some palettes. I think we have one more, which is very relevant to now. We have Fog Answer, which is our color in the year that you can see upstairs. And it's a sense of neutral. It's that tone. If you think about some of the close pinhole stuff we did, a lot of those tend to this palette of a very kind of neutrals within that. So kind of a white space in a sun matrix.
What's a lot of time? I will be introducing Lee Eisman tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Keto Ballroom, which she'll give her annual home color forecast. And on top of that, today in the morning, I'm introducing Don Bradley, who will be providing his top trends report, which will feature some exclusive and semi research that we did goes how that all fits in the consumer lifestyle values. And another shameless plug, Insight and Trend Index. It's a powerful tool. There is so much more insight. We talked about home entertaining that came out last fall. We just recently released something called Mother's Wonderland. So that's the most recent portfolio. We are doing these scores. We used to do them a little bit more frequently, but this is Orban. Has enabled us to take it and get to a quarterly format. Go to homepagenews.com. Again, pass out to those who are coming up and get this this sheet, which has a QR code that will help you tickle. It kind of is pretty extensive stuff. I think they'll come away feeling a little sharper about what's going on in the marketplace. With that, we have any of that. Able to take some questions. Mike, want to leave the question? Anybody have any questions?
Actually, let me start off with something. You've gotten through this in a very linear way and spelled it out very nicely. What I'd like to ask is the why question. Why is it important, and what does insight bring to a business that's going to be an advantage in its development of the business and of its products?
Great. That's
First off, it's calling to the market stay by these products and me. They're just people give me a sense of what the trend was like. But why against, you know, it's maybe so at the beginning, it's important that people understand that don't tell you half things out. So now, at least, you know, there are, you know, builders and lifestyle site. I mean, I absolutely got every style that you see. Even the style you have, you know, raise it's, yeah, you know, the younger generations, cultivate the older generation. So the idea behind it is like, said, look, these are trains that are going to the work for at least the next year. And, you know, so we wanted to put it into something that had a lifespan to it. And that, flipping to like it out, but in current specific trends, you know, these are not small. This was, you know, that stinks to what's it, could this section was a 103 page long. So something the future you can see the
Let me get rid of that mess. Different perspective. I grew up Martin Blake's Features of Banks. And it was very transactional. Especially in features. How many buttons did you put up? What? I have nothing to do this plan. The person in me, I'm doing manufacturers attempting to add value by putting more features in a product. That has to be heard. How we use that product, what any of those buttons. We evolved to more of a benefits focused about conversation, only not too long ago. And the benefits was also sort of a narrow scope on the kind of utilitarian benefit of a product. And that was the way we sold the product. What's different now is the exposure every consumer, and this from every consumer out there, has to this sort of endless shelf of influences. This, in a digital world where we're following social media, we now think, as an industry, we have to think, we stop thinking just the features, just the benefits, being more of the story. That full story may include the features, benefits, but there's got to be more to it. It's got to be for me. It's got to be for that individual in person. They want to build your tummy to what matters the most. And that's the lifestyle of Benjamin's plan. And I think it's different now. And I think business is looking for both opportunity and a challenge you argue with. They can with all sorts of things prove along the way and how to create value when they're up against the challenges. It's not a company about actual can find those paths to grow. And having cadence like Trenton and being able to apply that and being able to see that action, that's what brings it. That's what these companies should be taking away from it. That's how it converts dollars. At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do with this.
Any other questions?
About that?
And say their state there and need as much exercise as they can get.
So, as the next season of war and extraction, the last year deals, is that also something that you're like researching the Grammys villain?
Yeah, Bob, it's a sustainable thinking extraction. How is that? How do you represent that? It's good.
It's maybe you just set up because that's the message you want. I mean, it's
thanks to the TIA.
It's sustainability is that it's funny. We were doing some survey in college, in tomorrow, and mobile years ago, that there was less concern about sustainability among the other millennials and Gen X. And it was a lot. I mean, we could figure out why is this number is falling. The truth is, we needed to try some first. When we dug into school, we found out that Gen X, and you definitely need to get to bend millennials. That's a gift for that. You know, it's given that you're responsible and that they're not even in comments that don't have some sort of credit to it about the sustainability of the software. So I think that it's important, but as you go through it, you'll see that while if you address that specific and could address every specific answer, you'll see there's fun being moving parts. You know, we focused it on books, yes, those are the things that I'm more interested on.
I think the other issue is sustainability. It's that cost that cost being it's expected on that generation. That generation also has a million that the authenticity and sustainability and modern, like they've never had before. And that's an important development. But sustainability, they are still probably sort of emerged from the birth time with the marketing buzzwords. And yes, there was some product that really reflected that. I think that the marketplace is sort of, kind of alienating those business ends and those products just made the claim of sustainability, but they're going to be healthy to back it up. Consumers are going to expect it, but it's something you let them down and they learn that that product is not what you say it is. You can curbing damage to your business and your brand reputation. So the accountability within sustainability is actually higher. It's never been. Even as it becomes sort of any basic benefit or feature or story about your topic.
Wintel also says that now consumers who make better concern don't just want, they don't just want a stamp, they want a story. So they want to know how many years were saved by this product, how many trains were saved by the meeting of this patch. We'd want more information than just a FSC 3-byte SIM. We'll see that, they will stick with comments. One knows is lying. So that's the words to you. One can spun back up for 1 second. You don't think some work that needs some. We're not saying every one of these trends is for you. That's weird to say that these are all important marketing. tool are for using your own stories inside companies. And both of them may not be right for you. We're not saying that it's so but we do want you to build it. You know,
Well, one of the challenges when you look at something like Insight or other trend forecasts, they sometimes seem contradictory. Like what you kind of talked about rather than this, that it's about the amount of sharp edges. How can team think each one at the same time while they can? Because not the consumer consumers that run in there, there isn't some of your consumers that sharp edges, and some of your, the color balance. I think that's just what it'd be called
breaks, like people
do dinner, but they're totally different. The influence of BI and that drive considered different, and different consumers in the same world when responding helps. So when you look at trying to look at the context of all your AV gold medals, you actually have to try to be broad enough. They capture all of those individual sort of dynamics that are out there. Yes, it can look complex, and yes, it can look sort of contradictory. Find the ones that work for you. Understand that your stories urge you. But I mean, one size fits all may not and should not necessarily be the sculptor, but we'll just tap into those things like that.
And I think something we have brought up in the past as well is that sometimes it's about maybe the product doesn't mean to kind of lean into that trend, but the function that you have in mind. So you can take a look at multiple ways and evaluate the trend and see if it's something that you might get embracing big ones passes of that audio break.
Let's go as a trade example what we're talking about, because it's one of those things like Gen X that boomers wanted it and they're like, hire a designer. But, you know, whereas in Gen Z and millennials, and I'm like, wow, man, this sounds fresh. And so it's not the same in a wise word even, but that intersection creates a palindrome of the power, I will say, with as an agreement.
Do we have any more questions? But if that's the case, let's thank our panel.
All right, Julie.
And thank you all for attending.